This audio is brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce in support of the Small Business Expo. This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and today I'm joined by a bunch of great people from Buffalo High School. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
So let me introduce you. Mrs. Kennedy, who teaches entrepreneur and other magical things to do with business and so on. Ryan Nicholas, you're a sophomore at Buffalo High School. Carter Redden, a junior, and also Jeremiah Hawley, who's also a junior. So, guys, the reason for us getting together is that there's going to be something called the BHS Spring Showcase on Tuesday. Mrs. Kennedy, can you tell us what that is?
I can. It's kind of been an activity that has morphed over the last few years. It really started off historically where the Woods and the Metal Shop would showcase their products. Because usually people can't see what's going on in those areas. And so they would bring their product over to the Commons, and then people would come through and take a look at them. But last couple of years we decided that really our CTE program, our career technical education program, is larger than that. And so we really wanted to highlight and showcase what happens here at Buffalo High School and give the community a chance to see all areas. So we've broadened the scope of what the showcase looks like. And we've even added more this year, where it's going to be I like to call it a show and share of what we have. And we're going to have people, rather than the people when they come visit us, rather than like just walking through projects that down in the Commons area, we're going to take them out and about into the school and do a guided tour of all of the different departments. And so they're going to be able to see up close and personal just every different department, what's happening and what we have access to, equipment-wise, project-wise, what we do throughout the school.
It sounds great. So if you haven't had the opportunity to visit these various different rooms in the high school, there is so much more here than you would imagine. And in fact, we're sitting now in a room. What do you call this room?
We call this our production room.
The production room. And indeed, it is full of production equipment. Yeah. What's here and what can you do?
Yeah. So, in this room, we have a t-shirt printer behind us. We have a vinyl printer that we can print on paper and vinyl and banner material. We have a new addition. We have an embroidery machine that we just purchased this year. And so those are kind of the three major pieces of equipment that that we use here. And down the hall, we have another production room. We have our freeze dryers and then an area where we can process and package those.
Yes, because just to sort of take a little detour for a moment, you make dog treats here.
We do make dog treats.
Which I believe are dehydrated liver.
Yep.
Very popular. And you package them, make them, and sell them all over.
Yep.
And that happens right out of this facility.
It sure does.
And how did you get all the equipment? Is that something that you were able to get with grant money? How did that come about?
It's expensive. No, it
equipment.
Is. It's all expensive equipment, and it is all grant money. Part of it has been Perkins grant money, which is a federally funded grant that fortunately, with all of our involvement, we get that money based on how many students we have involved in our CTE programs. So, in fact, over the last few years, the dollars that we get from that has increased just because we have more students involved. So that's been great. So it's all grant, that part's grant, and then we've written some innovation grants that is a statewide competitive grant that we've written and received. That's where the embroidery machine came from, that grant, and actually the freeze dryers were from that too. So it's wonderful access to outside money that our students have been able to use.
So the purpose of all of this is for what? So that students learn to do something that's maybe a bit more real life oriented, not just academic and so on. Is that the purpose of this?
Absolutely. I think if you go through all of these departments, I think we all have that strong philosophy of experiential learning. And these pieces of equipment provide that chance to really just to learn a skill and then put that skill in our area, in the entrepreneur world. And it's a matter of learning the skill and then figuring out, solving a problem and then offering that solution to the customer. So we've been using these pieces of equipment to provide that chance for students to learn that whole process.
So students, your turn. You've been involved in these classes for a while. Ryan, I believe that you're involved with the new embroidery hat machine. How is that going?
It's going good. We got the embroidery machine from Surf Wyoming, down in Sheridan, and they came down and taught us how to use it. So we know how to use it and how to bring our logos onto the machine. So now that we have it in here, we have ordered some hats, and we are actually doing some business with Carlock Construction. Me, Xander, and Kian are doing hats for Carlock Construction. And we've been getting orders. My head coach, Dick Edgecombe, has also sent in some orders. So as soon as we get the hats in, we will be making hats in here. And then pretty much once we get caught up, we'll be able to take more orders.
So are you going to run these things as like a sort of a little businesses? So students will not only be involved in production and learning about manufacturing, but also the business end of cost and profit. And
yeah, we've been working on that really a lot. I mean, with this project, I mean, I can speak from it from our entrepreneur class. Like we've been calling, I like to call it our $300 project. Like our goal is to make $300 in sales. But along with that, we have to like keep track of our input costs. In this case, like our cost of goods, what our sales are, if we have any advertising expense. So we've been keeping track of that on a spreadsheet. So we always have a better idea of what we're going to charge for things.
So Carter, what have you been doing?
So right now I'm participating in Marketing 101 and the $300
project.
Yeah. And in Marketing 101 right now we're learning about the different functions of marketing and essentially just how to market a business and a product. And tomorrow we're doing a food truck day where we had to pretty much start the whole process of what it takes to run a food truck. And tomorrow we are making the food for a couple of classes of students that are going to come down and pretty much just see what it takes to run a food truck.
That's great business experience. I mean, it's everything from, you know, are there enough buns to cleaning up, I guess. Right. So you've had to think about a lot. Jeremiah, what about you? You've done a lot in this sort of entrepreneur business, and as well, you're representing the science, the computer science students here too.
Yeah, absolutely. So as far as it goes, like entrepreneur class, I definitely think we bring a lot of great opportunities to students when it comes to starting something that they're really interested in. We've seen like many different small businesses realistically come out of it, whether it's like my own personal business with JTech, where I work with like seniors and helping them with the like electronics and devices and such, or if it's like a board game that somebody made. There's a lot of stuff that we have going on in that front. As far as computer science goes, Mrs. Sweckert, as far as I'm aware, has two main things going on currently. She has robotics, so I'm pretty sure for the showcase, it's either going to be like some BattleBots type thing or like an obstacle course. And then she also has video game design, where there's like, I don't know, four or five groups that have made different video games to present. So it'll definitely be interesting to see how this turns.
I think there's going to be a great deal on display at the showcase, and I would encourage people to come and take a look because it's surprising. So let me ask you something slightly different, students. Do you feel like you get something from this class? Is it a bit different from the other classes you do? I think, you know, you've been in Buffalo High School for a while now. What are you getting from these classes?
Well, I feel like with our $300 project, the really cool thing about it is like we get to like make our business or whatever, and then we also get to keep the money that we make out of it. So that's a cool part about it, that we get to.
Do you think that's an incentive to kind of work harder and do better?
It really is. It really is, for sure.
That's when Ryan will be up here maybe at 10 o'clock at night doing hats.
Yeah.
If it was for a grade, maybe not. You know, if he has a good grade, which he's a good student, so I'm sure he'd have a good grade. But like there's that incentive piece, which then is that extra part that makes you
well, and that's a lot like the business and adult world, isn't it? That, you know, it is about incentives and, you know, working hard to kind of make the gains and so on.
And like another like cool part with the machines is like a lot of people have started businesses with the machines. Like Michael Hynott is doing a like t-shirt business, so he's able to like market his t-shirts and do if you're good at computer design or digital design, you're able to make logos and stuff for people and then put them on a t-shirt. So he's been able to do that as well.
Yeah.
And that's what we're starting with, the embroidery machine as well, too. So. Mm-hmm.
And am I right in thinking that you're all also involved in FBLA, which is Future Business Leaders of America, which is, we have a huge chapter here, don't we, in Buffalo? And I know that they're very successful at State this year, and a number of you are going on to Atlanta to Nationals.
Yeah.
Do you find that these classes tie together?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of different events that tie directly into certain classes. Like I know there's like financial math and such, which definitely ties into Business 101 and accounting. There's entrepreneurship is actually one of the events which ties into all of Mrs. Kennedy's classes. As far as the other CTE classes go, I know there's multiple different events for like programming and video game design, which tie directly into Mrs. Weckert's classes. I believe there's ag business. Yeah, there's ag business that ties in with the agriculture classes. What am I missing?
A lot of marketing goes into Mrs. Kennedy's classes with business and production.
Right.
So marketing is a huge part of that. Mm-hmm. So marketing 101 is a big part of what we do in a lot of classes.
So two of you here are juniors, rising seniors, and it's going to be over in a blink. Have these classes kind of helped formulate some ideas of what you want to do next? Are you going to carry on with these sorts of themes in your next steps, whatever they are, college or wherever?
Yeah, so FBLA and the business classes I've taken at Buffalo High School have really kind of swayed me in a direction that I didn't see previously.
And what is that?
I used to want to go into either architecture or engineering, and since then I've kind of leaned in a direction of going into finance and real estate too. Build a career in that field. So
there's some real results for you, Mrs. Kennedy, already.
We'll have a good example here.
Yes. And so there's, just to kind of recap, there's a lot coming up on Tuesday night, and people should come down. I think the event's on Tuesday the 16th from 5 till 7 at Buffalo High School, not confined to the
commons.
Right. It's lots of...
So I can kind of maybe walk us through what that's going
to
look like.
I would love to know about
that. Yeah, so we're hoping that people will come in, and then we'll kind of group people up, and then we're going to come up through the different departments. And so, as I said, we'll come up and take a look at the production room. We'll go down and with Mrs. Sweckert's, and we'll play these different games and really see some. They have some really neat computers and game, like bots, as Jeremiah was saying. There's a lot of interesting equipment down in Mrs. Sweckert's room. Then you're going to walk by the plants, which historically this is like the place that the ag students showcase the plants and the baskets that they've been growing in the greenhouse. So we'll have a chance to see their work, and those will be for sale. And then we're going to meander out to the wood shop and see what equipment is out there and the projects that those students have been working on. And then I think we're going to end with the metal shop, and they have a class out there called Bison Builds, where they have also made a variety of metal items that they will also have for sale, and then we'll be able to see what happens out in that shop. So I think it'll be a really interesting, and then after all that knowledge, you get to eat. So how can we go wrong? So you come back and you have a hamburger and chips and salad and the culinary. I about forgot that. The culinary class will have their desserts here, which were a big hit last year. They had some wonderful desserts. So.
And I believe Chef Sam leads that.
Yeah, Chef Sam leads that. So we're going to fill your brain and your belly all in the same night. So,
and if anyone's in any doubt, I mean, the standards are really high. You know, there are some very, very strong pieces of work and so on. And it's really amazing what high school students have been able to accomplish with, you know, a springboard. So I wish you well for the event. I will certainly be here. I love this. This stuff, I think it's great for preparing, you know, people for students for a more adult, real world. And I wish you well. I hope you're having a good time with this. And thank you for your time today.
All right. Thank you.
This audio was brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce in support of the Small Business Expo.